The funeral service for our colleague here in RTE, Keelan Shanley, has been taking place in Glenageary in Dublin today. Our arts and media correspondent Sinead Crowley is there. Sinead, it was a sad and moving service.
Sad and moving service, and I suppose a surreal experience really to be reporting on the funeral service of a colleague and a friend, but all of RTE out in force to pay tribute to her. It's actually just coming to an end at the moment, so I'm not sure if you can hear some music behind me, but it's a humanist service, so essentially it involved her friends and family just speaking about her and talking about the Keelan they knew and how much they loved her. In attendance, President Michael D. Higgins and also Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and so many familiar faces from RTE who worked with her over the years, because of course she worked in prime time in radio and in the newsroom in recent years. So Head of News John Williams is here, Dee Forbes, Director General, Chair of the Board Moya Doherty, and then just so many familiar faces. Everybody who worked with her over the years just wanted to pay tribute and to say goodbye to her today.
Her husband Connor paid a very moving tribute to Keelan.
He did. He said that they were here to celebrate a very full life. And he actually described her as a humble person and quite a shy person in one way, you know, maybe contradictory given the job she did, but personally quite shy, but also did such a very public job and did it so well. And he spoke about the fact that she was loads of fun, he said, but also had a strong trajectory in mind for her career and knew where she was going, and told a lovely story about their first holiday together in Greece, where they were having a wonderful time in one way, but also she was keeping an eye on the Eurovision and wanted to see what was happening back at base. He said that she loved her work, loved stories and getting stories out of people. And he spoke really beautifully about if they'd be out at night, for example, and he'd be chatting, she'd actually be getting stories from people. There was laughter when he said there was a nosiness there in one way, but also just this intense curiosity, and that's what made her so good at what she did. And he thanked everyone very sincerely for all of the support they've had since her death. He said it was quite overwhelming, really, that, you know, the death of their mother, his wife, had been treated as this national story, but he said they were very, very moved by it and it meant an awful lot to them. And he gave particular thanks to the team at RTE. He mentioned John Williams, Hilary McGarran, and also her co-anchor Katrina Perry on the 6-1 News, and just said, look, they appreciated all of the love and support that they have been shown over the past very sad days.
Thank you very much, Sinead, and our sympathies from everybody on the News at One team to Keelan Shanley's family and her close friends. May she rest in peace.